Ito ang pag-asang para sa iyo. 30 minutong pag-aaral, pagsasaliksik at pagpapala mula sa salita ng Diyos. Bawat linggo ay sinisikap ng programang ito na ihatid sa inyo ang tanging gabay na maaasahan sa masalimuot na mundong ito, ang makapangyarihang salita ng Diyos. Kami sa pag-asang para sa iyo ay naniniwala na ang pag-asa ay walang humpay na dadaloy sapagkat ang Diyos ang bukal ng buhay na pag-asa. Bago natin pakinggan ang salitang magpapalakas at magpapalaya, pakinggan natin ang natatanging bilang na ito.
Nagmula sa iyo, Panginoon, ang pagbabago at paglago, at ngayon nagbunga ang pagsunod sa iyo, katapatan sa paglilingkod. Magtatapat na tunay, tapat habang buhay, kahit may pagsubok, hindi tatalikod. Magtatapat na tunay, tapat habang buhay, kahit anong mangyari, patuloy na. Pagsubok upang tayo ay tumibay sa paglilingkod. Paglalakbay ng buhay kasama ng Diyos, tagumpay ay lubos. Magtatapat na tunay, tapat habang buhay, kahit may pagsubok,
magtatapat na tunay mula kay Barnabas at Bong Hermosa mula sa Papuri 22 Minamahal Ka na album. Isang magandang araw pong muli sa inyong lahat, mga giliw nating tagapakinig ng ating programang Pag-asang para sa iyo. Ako muli si Rodel Lacson at syempre, at tayo magkakasamang muli sa loob na 30 minutong pag-aaral at pagsasaliksik ng salita ng Diyos. Ang ating pong programang Pag-asang para sa iyo is a weekly radio broadcast of the Philippines General Council of the Assemblies of God and produced in partnership with AP Media Ministries. Yan. Tayo po lahat ay patuloy na magtiwala sa kakayanan ng ating Panginoon na kahit ano po yung ating pinagdadaanan, I know a lot of people right now who are going through a lot of stress, a lot of yung kanilang mga business nila ay medyo hindi ganun kaganda ang nangyayari. I know a lot of people that are sick right now. Pero patuloy tayo magtiwala sa kakayanan ng Panginoon na tayo alis sa ganyang klase ng kalagayan. Bakit? Kasi ang Panginoon po ay faithful. Ang Panginoon po ay ang ating provider. Ang Panginoon po ang ating tagapagpagaling. At siya po ang lahat na may akda ng buhay. So, kapit lang po. Kung kayo po ay nakikinig sa atin at kayo may mga dinaranas na problema at dumaraan sa ganung klase ng sitwasyon, no? Asahan po ninyo na kayo po ay isasalba ng Panginoon, because God is our Savior and He is able to save us all from difficult times, from these situations na pinagdadaanan po natin. So kapit lang po, mga kapatid, mga kaibigan, at patuloy tayong makinig sa ating programa. Kayo po ay nakikinig pa rin sa ating Pag-asang para sa iyo weekly program. At ngayon pong linggo, babati lang po tayo sa mga nag-celebrate ng kanilang birthday last week. Binabati natin ang ating kaibigang si Sister Antoinette Tan. Asawa siya ng ating kaibigan si Pastor Patrick Tan. No? Happy birthday! Ka-birthday niya actually yung aking asawa. No? So, November 24. At happy birthday din this week kay Pastor Ray Paraguya, kay Pastor Leo Duites, kay Cheryl Abaya, kay Pastor Eric Quezon, at kay Henson Sulit. Of course, nais nating pasalamatan muli yung ating mga listeners na nag-join, nag-like, at nag-message sa ating Facebook group page, si Emily Mercado, si Alvin Yanga Serrano, si Marina Escote Montifalcon, at si Evangeline Garcia. Meron lang tayong konti announcement, and then we'll go to the Word of God this week. No? Announcement lang po, His Sounds Choral, Philippines Incorporated, in partnership with International Charismatic Service Incorporated, ay magkakaroon po ng isang concert, special concert, pinamagatang We Are an Offering. Ito po ay 47th anniversary concert ng His Sounds. Ito po ay mangyayari sa November 25, 2018. In fact, ngayong gabi, mamaya, no? Ito ay mangyayari ngayong gabi, 6 p.m. sa ICS, sa In Christ Our Strength Worship Center. Yan po sa Mayflower Street, Mandaluyong City. Makita-kita po tayo dyan ngayong gabi. We Are an Offering concert is for the benefit of Biyayang Buhay Initiatives Incorporated. Tickets are available sa gate po, no? Pag pumunta kayo doon, pwede na kayong bumili ng ticket doon kung hindi pa nakakabili. And they are priced at 200 and 500 pesos. For more information, call or text 0921-577-6748 or 0932-522-6763. Magkakaroon po ng convention ang National Men's Ministries Department ng Philippine General Council of the Assemblies of God. Ito ay Unstoppable Men and Their Struggles to Gaganapin sa JMP Pacman Convention Center sa General Santos City. Ito ay mangyayari sa November 28 to 30, 2018. For more information, call or text 0943-674-0326. Mula naman kay Regalado Guerrero, sasama niya, Pastor, lagi po kami nakikinig sa inyong program every week before we go to church. Marami po talaga kaming natututunan. And this coming November 25, yan, anniversary po ng itong November, ngayong araw, no? Anniversary ng Jesus Christ Ministries. 24 years of God's faithfulness to us, sabi niya, dito po sa Camela Homes, sa Wood Hills, San Pedro, Laguna. Salamat po and God bless po sa inyo at sa inyong program. Yan, happy anniversary, 24th anniversary ng Jesus Christ Ministries. At gayon din, mula kay Jewel Jam Mir, ang sabi niya, hello po, kay Jewel Jam, no? Talagang Julie Miranda pala, Mir lang nakalagay. Pakibati po, nalalapit na ang anniversary ng Jesus is Lord sa Taguig. Yan, actually ngayong araw din yan, no? So November 25, ngayong araw, sa Bambang Outreach, ang JIL Taguig Bambang Outreach. Happy anniversary sa inyong lahat. Yan. Ngayong araw, ay makikinig tayo ng salita ng Diyos. Dumako tayo sa pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos. At ako excited. Bakit? Kasi yung ating guest speaker today, isang malapit na kaibigan natin. No? Talagang pag nagkita kami ito, kapag kami nagkakasama, talagang wala kaming ginawa kundi magbiruan, maglokohan. I always have fun with this person na pag kami magkasama. At kapag marinig mo siyang magkwento patungkol sa missions, talaga namang may encourage ka kahit ikaw ay walang kaalam-alam sa mission. Parang gusto mo nang pumunta sa kalibliban ng bayan o ng bukid at sa malalayong lugar para magmisyon, no? Kasi talaga naman itong taong ito ay talagang matindi ang puso at ang vision niya at ang kanyang thrust, no, patungo sa mission. Siya po ay ang PGCAG missionary natin at senior pastor ng Full Gospel Community Church sa Haro, Iloilo City at former PGCAG World Missions Director. I-welcome po natin ang ating kaibigan si Pastor Warren Aragona.
We will be reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Tonight I'll be talking about missions, the design of God. Chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea to the west. In the west, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep the book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written on it, in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Yung grupo ni Joshua, these were the youths of their time, and they grown up to be adults already. And God said, take possession of the land. Whatever where you place your foot, that I will give this land to you. Understand this, we have a great maker, the creator God, and He created things. If you do not use your life according to design, you will destroy your life, or you will be destroying the lives of others. Like for example, if kung gagamitin yung steel brush para pang toothbrush, mukhang brush na rin, masisira talaga yung bunganga mo. Tama? Kasi hindi po design yun eh. When our parents divorce, it is not the design of God, nasisira yung family. The same is true with you. I will tell you, Kai Alphonse, you have been designed to become missionaries. If you do not use that, how could you be happy? Our gladness, our joy is in the word of the Lord, is in the preaching of the gospel. I tried the preaching of the gospel. Like Jeremiah, he said, I shut up it in my bones, and it was burning in my bones, and I should speak it out. What is your design? What are these designs of the Lord? Number one, the design of God for Israel, they were born to conquer. Everybody say, born to conquer.
Born to conquer.
Born for this. Everybody say, born for this.
Born for
this. We were born to conquer. Let us look at verse 3. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and so on and so forth. Now, when God said this to Joshua, it is similar to what God said to Abraham 400 years before back. Papasok na po sila. Ito po yung generation. Dalawa lang yung natira sa old generation, sa generation ni Moses, si Caleb at si Joshua. Papasok na sila. Sabi ni God, wherever you set your foot will be yours. Now, 400 years back, before all of them were born, God already spoke to Abraham that look south, north, south, paraphrase Paul, north, south, east, and west, everything, every place that you see will be yours. So yung disciple, before they were born, God was already talking and prophesying about this time that's going to happen. At saka sabi na, whatever you set your foot, or in other words, design nila 400 years back, sa mga lolo pa nila, God has already designed them. Yung design pa ni God, and they were also prepared by God from generation to generation. Were designed 400 years before. Actually, before they were born, even before they became a nation, God has already designed them. Sabi po ni Lord kay Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I've already ordained you to become the prophet, a prophet to the nations. Did you know that we Filipinos has been ordained by God? I don't want to compare ourselves because we're not worthy to be compared by, to the Israelites, but as they have been slaves, their weaknesses became their strength. Our weaknesses have become our strength. They walked through the desert. There was no meat like that of Egypt. They were poor. They were formed by God. Alam mo mga kapatid, tayo po mga Pilipino has been designed by God. Some of you, your parents have suffered and you too have suffered. Did you know that that is part of the design of God? That our weaknesses become strength? Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you think that your calling is just a small thing? If you say no, maraming mamamatay dahil sa pagtanggi mo. We have an assignment. The second design of God is the design to succeed. Sabi ni Lord sa kay Joshua in verse 6, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Here we go again. It has already been spoken before it happened. When they were at the border, God said, I will give you all this land. In the succeeding chapters, it did happen. They were successful. They conquered Jericho. They were born to succeed because of the Lord's word. Though they had some snags, Achan's sins, the Gibeonite deception where they were deceived, they were still able to conquer because of the grace of God. The northern kingdom and then the southern kingdom, they succeeded in conquering because God said so, and they conquered the north and the south, and it was in their generation. 40 years in the desert, their feet were trained. It became very strong. No wonder why they could climb on mountains. They could go without water because they were already trained. Joshua was discipled by Moses for many, many years. He saw the power of God. He experienced the power of God. He was mentored very, very well. The most important part of this success is actually in that word, I will be with you. How could you be successful? That's the key word. I will be with you. Pag si Lord nasa iyo, it will make all the difference. Do you remember what is said in the book of Mark? And these signs will follow them that believe. In my name they will drive out demons. Now, if you look at the prerequisite there, kasi kayo po yung mga youth, I've said that when I was a youth too. Lord, I have heard of your fame, I stand in awe of your deeds. Lord, renew them in our days. Sabi nga, Lord, saan na yung mga miracles mo? Lord, I have heard great things about you. Where is it? Hinahanap natin yung miracle. Ngunit, naalala mo, have you read the prerequisite prior to the miracle? The prerequisite is go. If you do not go, how could you get the signs that will follow? Because you're not going. We are trying to look at the evidence, but actually the command was to go, and these will follow. Our problem is we've been following the miracles. And believe me, God will be going, as he said, I will be with you always to the ends of the earth. God will give us success. You have to look for your God. The Moses generation had their story, but the Joshua generation has to have their story. When God said you will conquer Canaan, they were about to step onto it, but they have to have their story. They had their unique story. You have to have your story. Ano nga yung una? You were born to conquer. Number two is? The last one. Born for the word. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. That's verse 8 and verse 9. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. I would like you to listen carefully because the mistake of the Israelites, I don't want you to do. Because if you do, you will suffer similar to that of the Israelites. The original plan of God is this. Kukunin sila from Egypt and then they will be trained in the desert. In the desert. Ito po yung importante. God will be giving them the laws. It was not the Ten Commandments. It was hundreds of commandments to the thousand of commandments. They were supposed to be given that law, and after that, train in the desert, and then they go to Canaan, and then they possess the whole of Canaan, because that will be their base, and they will become priests of the Lord for the whole earth. They will be the ones who's going to teach the whole world. That was the plan of God. Problema lang, their ways in Egypt, it was with them. The sexual immorality, the homosexuality, the murders, the thievery, and those kinds of sin. It was with them in Egypt, and when they were already in the desert,
to be trained and then the laws will be given to them. Natakot sila kay God. That's like us too. Many times, natatakot tayo kay God. They were afraid of God. And then the laws of God, sabi nila kay Moses, 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 because there was fire, there was earthquake, there was trembling, the earth shook, and there was smoke. And then they were afraid of God, and they told Moses, 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 sandali lang, mamamatay kami pag makita naman si God. So ikaw na lang mag-usap kay Lord, and then sabihin mo lang sa amin kung anong gusto niya. And the proposal seemed good to Moses because their ways were that like of Egypt. So Moses went up there and took the hundreds and thousands of commandments, highlighted by the Ten Commandments. But when he arrived, they were already worshipping the golden calf. In the anger of Moses, he broke those Ten Commandments. And then he said, to those that are with me, paraphrase po, kung sino sama sa akin, kill your idolatrous brothers. And it was the Levites who were loyal to Moses, and they killed the idolaters. Thousands died at that day. And then God separated the Levites, supposed to be 12 tribes sana yon. They were not loyal to God. They broke the commands of God, wherein they were supposed to learn of it and spread it out to the whole world. Levites na lang yung kinuha, and then the Levites will teach them. So medyo na-downgrade na. And then later they were supposed to do that. They got Canaan, they backslid, and then crucified Jesus Christ. And then sabi ni Paul sa book of Romans, their assignment was given to us, to the church. Listen to this. It's just for a temporary period of time. Because when they come back to the Lord, they will become witnesses. But at that time, rapture na po. So their disobedience, the assignment was given to us to tell the world, to educate the world of the laws of God. They will become priests. Now, tayong church ngayon, sabi ng Bible, I will make you to be a holy nation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation that will bring the praises of God. Sabi ng Hebrews. So, yung assignment nasa atin na ngayon. If we become stubborn like them, sabi ni Paul, beware because if God could cut them off, God could cut you off also. Because they are the original branch and when they broke off from God, we are grafted into this vine. But if we are not careful to bear fruit, sabi na John chapter 15, if you do not bear fruit, you will be cut off. This happened in China. His name was Yun. Si Yun po, never heard the gospel. Yun one time heard that there was a message. He did not know what the message was, but he was interested in the message. Until one time, there was somebody who preached the message, the gospel. When he heard the gospel, it was only preached once. It was not preached again. He wanted to hear the message again, but there was no one to give the message. After a long time for him, he heard that there was a book in a village that had the message. So he traveled for several days. He arrived in that village and asked, I have heard that there is a book that contains the message. And they said, yes, there is a book that contains the message. He said, where is the book? The owner of the book is not here right now. He said, where is the owner? I don't know, he's gonna come back. So he waited again in that village for several days until dumating yung may-ari ng book. And he said, are you the owner of the book that has the message? And he said, yes, I am the owner of the book that is called the Bible. Do you have a Bible? Yes, I have a Bible. Can I see the Bible? No, you could not see the Bible. You know what? My heart burns because I've met people like this. Somchan, my Lao teacher, has been pleading to me. Grabe, grabe, sabi niya, teacher, marami siyang question. What is Pharisee? What is Sadducee? And then I would explain what is tithes, what is those words. Until one time, what is circumcision? Wag lang yan, wag lang yan. And then she asked, what is water baptism? And I explained water baptism. Sabi niya, could you baptize me? Sabi ko, tanungin ko muna yung church, underground church. So I contacted the underground church. Are you willing to baptize my disciple right now? Sabi niya, no, do not baptize her yet. We have to prove that she's not a spy. So I told her, no, they will not baptize you. Sabi, bakit pastor? Bakit teacher? Sabi, you're not yet proven. Baka spy ka daw. Hindi ako spy. Alam mo naman eh. Endorse mo na ako. Sabi ko, no. Ayaw nila. So as she studied the word of God after one, pwede na ako baptize. Sabi ko, tarangin ko muna. Pwede mabaptize. Hindi. 1 week later, pwede na ako baptize. Hindi. 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 Sabi niya, teacher, ikaw na lang magbaptize sa akin. Sabi ko, saan kita baptize? Sabi niya, sa Mekong. Sabi ko, huhulihin ka. Sabi niya, sa bathtub. Wala kong bathtub. Grabe. So anyway, I kind of understand this story. So Yun said, could I just see the Bible? And the guy, the owner of the Bible said, no, you could not. No, please, let me just see it. I won't even read it. Just put it from afar, I will just look at it and I won't even touch it. And the guy said, no, you have to deserve it in order to see it. Anyway, he was not shown the Bible at all. He was frustrated. He prayed and prayed and cried until one time, he saw a copy of the book of Matthew. Kasi usually po yung Bible at that time, hinahati yan eh. Sa'yo yung Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Para pag mahuli ka, we still have the book of Mark. He was able to get the copy of Matthew. You know what he did? He memorized the whole book of Matthew. Now, nobody taught them how to preach. So he went from one village because he already memorized the message. And people, it spread that he had the message and he memorized the message. So he went from village to village and he would just stand up. Nobody taught him apologetics or homiletics. He would just start reciting Matthew chapter 1 verse 1. And usually he would recite it 9 chapters. People would just be crying, no explanation, just pure word of God. You know what? Pastor Yun has been imprisoned. Many times he's fasted for 40 days, 40 nights. He was almost killed many, many times. On one of his experiences, he was placed in prison. And he fasted there for 40 days and 40 nights. And God said, you have to preach the gospel. And he said, Lord, how could I even preach? I could not even stand up. And God gave him strength. And then he stood up. Lord, how could I go? Because the doors are locked. And he started walking and the doors would open like that in the days of Paul. Prison gates would open and people and he miraculously went out from the inner cell to the outer cell and even to the gate. He was able to go out and he was already outside. He discovered that it was like in the days of Paul, and he started preaching the gospel again. He preached and preached. And it was even said, how I wish Pastor Yun could come here in the Philippines someday. And it was already said that under the network of Pastor Yun, there is about 1 million Chinese believers. Plakpakan po natin yung Lord. Question lang po, what if you are that person who brought that Bible to Yun? What if you are a worker in Saudi Arabia and you were the one who preached the gospel to this guy? What if you were the person who has preached to that Bangladeshi who talked to me, on which there are 20,000 under his network? Brothers and sisters, you have an assignment to bring the word of God. Are you willing to be a martyr for the Lord? Now, youths, martyrdom is not given to anybody. It's a privilege only given by God, an opportunity. My altar call will just be very simple. Are you just willing? Willingness, it might not be given to you, it might not be given to me. But should it be given to you, are you willing to die for Jesus?
Kung ikaw, kaibigan, kapatid, ay napagpala sa ating programa, nais ka naming makilala. Kung ikaw ay may katanungan, suggestion, o nais mo ng panalangin, padalan mo kami ng email sa address na ppsyradio@gmail.com o i-text kami sa number na 0947-886-4049. Muli, ang aming email ay ppsyradio@gmail.com at cell number na 0947-886-4049. Or you can join our Facebook group, Pag-asang Para sa Iyo Radio. Salamat din sa mga bagong nagpa-add sa ating Facebook group na Pag-asang Para sa Iyo Radio. At of course, maaari nyo na rin kami mapakinggan at even ang ating mga previous broadcast sa website na www.apmedia.org/PPSY. We are also available sa podcast. Subscribe to Pag-asang Para sa Iyo through iTunes or through your favorite podcast applications. Hanggang sa muli, ako si Rodel Lacson na nagsasabing, God is the giver of hope at may pag-asang para sa iyo.
Kami umaasa na kayo'y naliwanagan at natulungan ng mensahe sa araw na ito. Ang Pag-asang Para sa Iyo ay palatuntunang nakalaan upang magbigay ng mga praktikal na kasagutan sa inyong mga suliranin sa buhay. Ang Pag-asang Para sa Iyo ay isang paglilingkod na gawain ng Philippines General Council of the Assemblies of God. Kung kayo naghahanap ng gawain pagsamba na malapit sa inyong lugar, ay inaanyayahan namin kayong dumalaw at dumalo sa anumang Assemblies of God na sambahang malapit sa inyo. Hanggang sa muli, nagpapasalamat po kami sa inyong masayang pakikinig. At lagi niyong tandaan, ang salita ng Diyos ay may pag-asang para sa iyo.